Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, hello.
Oh, yes, hello.
Hello, Redwood.
Hello, Blackwood, how are you? All right.
You know, the usual craziness.
We're on, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're on, right?
Testing.
Well, yes, testing. Are we on? We're on.
Yes, we're on here.
All right, good.
And I have to do the disclaimer. Oh, nice. That's right. I have to do the disclaimer. Right, we are in Chicago. That's right. I'm so used to the thing actually saying, oh, yes, we have a queen doing a disclaimer, but now it's me. All right, so, okay, yes, this is AMC Press and Girls, episode 536.
What is that noise?
No idea. What the hell is that noise?
I think Johnny is here.
Yep.
Holy,
I'm here.
What was in the background? It sounded like you were getting followed up by an inferno or something.
Yes, no, I thought. Episode 536. When Trump's over disability issues. Yes. So, anyway, like I said at the top of the broadcast a few seconds ago. Well, welcome to AMC Press and Go. You notice before we begin, this clever little show is completely run by trained idiots on them, unless you mean the disabled population, of which there are 1 million of us. Sorry, we offend you already. Well, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking. I just tuned into the wrong podcast, or I'm going to find them. Trust us when we say this definitely will not work. We just want to tell you that the opinions of the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network. However, like we've said at the top of this announcement, the show is run by trained idiots.
Especially trained
other
idiots.
With other idiots in the control booth. What's that? Yes, the program is starting now, as in right now? Yes, right. Well, we also wanted to tell you that the show contains strong language, which is maybe unsuitable for children. Unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for...
If there are any children in the room, please leave now.
Yes. Which may be unsuitable for adults. Advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors. Wait, did we say liberal arts majors? Yeah, sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street investors. We're looking at you, autism speaks, even though your president recently changed quack doctors. People that are first opposed to free speech, Mao Zedong, turned dictators, Putin. Soon they'll be dictators.
Okay,
Trump,
wait, hold on. One moment, Red Hood. In Putin's defense, he is lightening up, though, on the free speech thing. But anyway.
We'll
continue.
See. we'll see about that. And then on top of that, and or people that are neurotypical, which is defined as two or more groups of people who are considered normal. If you're listening to this podcast, however,
really
you are normal. Yeah, which would be hard to find. You are normal. Please go get your head checked. Go to your doctor and get your head checked. You're not normal if you listen to this podcast.
If you have a cone for a head, please join us, Mr. and Mrs. Conehead.
Yes, exactly.
Because we definitely want your autograph, because that was an awesome movie.
Definitely. This episode is brought to you by the letter T, which begins with trial, which is, well...
one of our subjects now.
The count is on trial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now...
one murder.
In...
Two murder.
Yes, one murder. Anyway. So... now we go into
three murders.
Right.
Speaking
of murder,
Twilight.
Yeah. Speaking of murder, Allison, what did
Yes.
What is this thing called making of a murderer? Then. I mean.
It's a docu-series on Netflix, which is becoming more popular than Serial.
Indeed.
The podcast, not Serial, as in the cereal you eat.
Even though Serial is
Serial, I know it well.
Yes, we all do.
My cup of coffee, but anyway, that's another story.
Yes, so then, making him a murderer. Yes, it is a positive. Netflix that began in December.
Oh, I saw an article about this.
Yes, and
yeah.
You probably saw it. The fact is that this man pretty much has
psychotic.
Made a name for himself since 2007.
Yeah.
When he was convicted of the murder of Chris Holbrook.
Now, this was during the show, correct?
Yes.
Well, some would say during the show, some would say not.
There's a lot of things
there's a lot to digest here. it's pretty much, it's been a crazy couple of weeks.
And you know what's really funny? It might earn a season 2.
Yeah.
Which is really ironic when you think about it, because like this is actually based off of an actual murderer.
Right, an actual murder trial.
Red Hood texted me about this a couple of days ago, I think. Actually, no, it was somebody else who texted me. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, so this is something that myself and Allison watched separately in separate rooms. That it literally stunned me because I could not stop watching it.
I just found it on YouTube. It's actually a really addicting show. I'm actually watching it as we speak.
It's one show that you could binge watch and just get
just like The Walking Dead. Just like The Walking Dead. Remember that show when it came out? Oh my god, that was
amazing. Yeah.
Oh yeah. But
back
to this is that there's been more than had its fair share of updates. Everything from a retrial to basically what happened to Catch Up to Speed. If you haven't watched it, And if you don't want to hear any spoilers, turn it off for the next minute and a half.
Yeah.
All right.
Then tune back in.
Or more.
And then
or
tune more. Back in. If you don't want to hear any spoilers, please turn it off, you know, switch.
Right.
And then after about a minute and a half, let's say 9, 10, 11, that's 10, 11, go back in.
10, 11, not 7, 11.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically, Making of a Murderer, Making of a Murderer deals with Stephen Avery and his nephew Brendan Dassey, who...
Right.
Oh, is his nephew played, too?
Yeah.
Yes, there's two.
His nephew...
Oh, wow.
His nephew basically is disabled and has been convicted of a crime that he didn't do.
Right.
You know, this kind of shows a sad fact of why... Of the fact that people take advantage of disabled people simply because of the fact that some of them have a problem with processing. And it really needs to be addressed, you know?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, like, even the lawyer who defended Darcy basically said he was worried. Well, the lawyer that was defending Avery, his uncle, was worried about
Flavery.
Dusty. Yeah, was worried about Dusty. But the thing about it really is that when you have something on Netflix, it actually hit YouTube before it hit Netflix. So if you have something on Netflix, it tends to get a lot of millions and millions of views. That's why they put it on Netflix. But also that recently, as of a couple of days ago, in the past few weeks, they have basically said, oh, we're going to get another trial. Go in.
Or attempt to.
And,
or attempt.
The story is still unfolding. I mean,
right.
Sarnas,
who... you also can't forget that the person who convicted both Avery and Dossie
to figure out, like, who killed Kennedy. We all know who killed Kennedy, but everybody thinks that there was, like, more than one rifleman.
Right.
Well...
Which, by the way, is completely idiotic. There was, like, only one guy that got off three rounds with an old Italian rifle in, like, 6 seconds. Two in the chest, one in the head. It was pretty wild.
Well,
it ended up being where we saw on BuzzFeed did an article that ended up having where the person who, a law firm and former DA, is now getting bad reviews because of this Netflix series. And he also had an alleged sexting scandal, which was all over.
Absolutely. And then, towards the,
That's something
towards
I expect
the
from a
end
clip.
Of this, towards the end of this documentary, basically said, over a phone call, he said, that's private, not to be, you know, and then somebody
used.
Okay, Red Hood, when you think about it.
Basically outed him.
All right, Red Hood, when you think about it, it's kind of something, of course, you'd expect from a Clinton. With that whole email scandal?
Sexual
things in there.
Sure.
So basically, of course, our only best bet for president right now on the Democratic run is, Bernie. Bernie has my vote, especially after I saw an adorable picture of him with a kitty. Which is kind of ironic for me because I'm usually a dog person. But anyway, moving on, Red Hood.
I mean, the thing about it is really, if this does go down as a retrial,
Yeah.
That means.
Which, by the way, it fucking will. Because you know how the justice system works. You know.
Yeah.
They always get the wrong guy.
Well, they always get the wrong guy, and then.
And
on
by the way,
that,
everybody who is the wrong guy, turns out to be on death row. Oh my God. Sorry, that was my reminder for the show, and it was late.
Well, also, it's one thing where you kind of don't have, when you watch this documentary, you kind of don't have a choice as to which viewpoint you want to take. You're kind of siding for the Avery contingent, you know.
Right. Wasn't there an article that we saw that dealt with his then ex-fiancée came out saying that she was saddened,
yeah,
amongst other things, which she calls him a monster. I think if this goes to trial, it would definitely be very interesting to see. And just see if it plays out like they would like it to play out or not.
Yeah.
I think that when you have any kind of Netflix series, especially this one.
Yep.
What you don't do is say, you know, it's just a murderer. But now, they're doing.
He also was accused of a different. He also was convicted of another crime that he didn't
commit
to prior to that.
Right. And then to put it out to, you know, the public as the truth.
Yeah.
And seeing that the truth gets. Stannis says that what a monster he is and he's not innocent. Well, you know, there is a thing that I believe is that when, you know, this kind of thing comes around, it's always going to be in the public eye. But when you have something which is of this thing, you can't quite believe what's truth and what's not truth, you know.
Or what the DAs are putting forth, because there's a lot of, I believe that they said they had over several hundred hours worth of film.
Yeah, 700 hours.
Which they had to go through as well and take out what they wanted to put in.
Yeah, exactly.
So it makes them, the creators of the series,
look
really
back.
Have to take a look.
Anyway, so moving on to the next subject, to the next couple
yeah.
of articles.
We have to move on, but we will
yes.
definitely inform you, and we will definitely suggest that you watch Making of a Murderer. So if anything that we see that pops up on our feed or thread or whatever, we will definitely let you know.
Yep.
As for our advertisements, well, we got this one in the office today. Do you like Uber? You really think that's a good idea? Really? Try telling your wife that FedEx got it wrong. Uber is the app that picks you up whenever you want it.
So. Basically, now what we're talking about, we're either going to do the whatever we're going to do. Red Hood, you.
Well,
yeah, you start us off.
Yeah. So, basically, you know, it's come to our attention that a tumor was mailed instead of a Kindle.
Yeah.
By FedEx.
Yeah.
To which another person sent in this advertisement.
Which, by the way, when you look at this, it will make you laugh hysterically.
Yeah. So, Blackwood, do you love technology?
Yes.
Or have you consistently thought that the Amish were right in their ways of technology?
Part of me, to be honest, I mean, it's really hard to say because, like, this article is, like, really a what the hell kind of
thing.
It's literally one of those, like, awkward moments where you realize that maybe technology and the Amish, that maybe the Amish were right about technology all along. And for those of you who don't know what the Amish are, they are a group of people, really, really nice people, everyday people, who live without technology. They're out in Pennsylvania. They're pretty much all over the place, I would think. I guess you just have to know where to look. But these people live their daily lives doing nothing but chores, no technology, nothing. You know? They don't have cars. They don't have any other technology except for maybe like the cash registers. But other than that, no, they just live by candlelight. They do chores. They read books. They're a religious group of people, but they're really, really nice people. But a warning, don't bring a cell phone into their area. Because they'll tell you to put it away, you know? But anyway, the guy who ordered a Kindle gets a tumor sample delivered instead.
How? We don't know.
How do you explain that to your wife? Yeah, by the way, honey.
How do you explain to anybody?
Here's a tumor sample for your birthday, honey.
Yeah, or
yeah.
How do you explain it?
Like, really?
How do you explain it to your kid? You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, now, honey, I know, Chris, that you're 9 years old, but here's a tumor sample. You know?
Or your dog.
Oh, my God. The poor dog would be like,
oh, God, that's terrible.
Or even worse, your pet kangaroo.
What the?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you
if you're in Australia, the kangaroo would probably just kick you in the face.
Yeah.
Set up the boxing ring. Cue the boxing ring. Now, I mean, I know that, you know, I know that packages get sent every day and delivered every day.
Here's what I want to know. Who the hell ordered a tumor sample?
Yeah, that's a bit strange and odd.
I have no clue. But, like, the funniest thing about the tumor sample is it's like, hello, knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Yes.
Knock. Yes, hello. Did you order this tumor?
No, I did not order a tumor.
Did you order a tumor?
No.
All I have.
No, I did
you
not
didn't
order a tumor.
You didn't order the large express tumor that basically, you know, is computer age wired?
Wait, what?
You didn't order the tumor you didn't order your computer?
I ordered a computer, not a tumor.
Oh, you ordered a computer, not a tumor. Was it a flat computer?
It was a MacBook.
Oh, it was a MacBook. You sure it wasn't a Kindle?
Yes,
tons of fucking platforms. Anyway, yeah, I mean,
it's completely idiotic, though. How the hell do you mistake a Kindle for a fucking tumor?
I don't know. Yes, hello. Then I'll offer it to the next person they go next door. Hello? Yeah? Do you want a tumor? I have a tumor. Fuck off. You know.
Yes, I have a tumor, but it's attached to my head.
Yes, I have a tumor. It's on the side. I know we shouldn't be joking about this, but it's, you know.
I love how he just like lowers his voice when he.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, and on the hunt for Red Ock tumor.
Red Ock tumor.
How about. Shut up. God damn. Horrible.
Yeah. But, you know, it is intensely. Yeah, it's intensely interesting to us how you can't go to a debate without trying to get, not even trying to get a tumor, watching the debate is a tumor. You know, it's just not, it's not fair.
Right, it's not.
It's not fair.
Just, why?
Just, you know, it's much worse than anything else. But yet, everybody seems to get by. Don't you agree, Allison?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you agree? I mean,
yeah.
Everybody seems to get.
Oh, my God, moments.
Yeah, everybody seems to get by the next day. Yes, hello. Did you order the mad cow disease?
Jesus. Red Hood, come on, man.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes,
we
I
probably
ordered
lost
mad
our
cow
viewers
on
and
my
Europe
Kindle.
Because of that.
What?
We probably lost viewers in Europe because of that.
Yeah.
Well, they probably lost a lot of cows, and Ben and Jerry had to go for a cow count. Anyway, you know, cow count. But it is entirely possible that man who delivered the tumor was fired the next day.
Oh my God, could you imagine George Takei's reaction to that? Oh my.
Oh, yeah. My.
I was thinking more Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
When he does his annoyed grunt.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, like, the other thing about it is also, Johnny, so we have, speaking of tumors and freshly guarded tumors with Kindles, we're sorry to say, but Autism Seeks has a new president.
Oh, for Christ's sake, here we go.
Oh, here we go again.
Now.
Yes. Again.
Yes, but if we thought NSYNC's lyrics were bad of here we go one more time, everybody's feeling fine. Oh, here we go now. No.
Okay, look, here's something I... Look. Here's something I don't understand. If you want somebody for Autism Speaks, get somebody with autism or is on the spectrum.
Right.
Okay? They know it. All right? She doesn't know shit. All she knows is what she knows from the Alzheimer's Association or whatever. You know?
Right. And she doesn't know.
The only thing I respect her for is her leadership roles at the American Cancer Society. That's it.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure. But yet, like, I think that the real interesting thing about it is, you know, American Cancer Society has no knowledge of autism. Yes, you're willing to learn.
But,
you know,
if you're going to consider
totally
us as being retards, and if you think autism can be cured, you're a damn fool.
Right.
I mean,
which autism is being kind of known for that.
And by the way, if there are any Autism Speaks members in the audience right now, stop trying to find a cure. You're just going to make us look stupider and stupider. Look, trying to find a vaccine for autism is probably the dumbest idea you could ever have. Now, when I found out that they were going to do something with a vaccine when I was 15 years old, and I said, oh, that's redundant. It's not even going to work.
Right, yeah. I agree. It's
These
like
stupid
so...
people.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it's never going to work, but also finding the cure and then making people actually believe there's a cure, give me a break. You know, back pain, fine. Warts, fine. Measles, fine. Mumps, fine. AIDS.
The plague, fine.
Fine. Fine.
Which, by the way, FYI, viewers, there is no cure for the plague. The antibiotic for it only works like 50% of the time. So either
Correct.
Way, you're still going to be screwed over.
I mean, you're still fucked.
Exactly.
You know,
I would actually laugh if it turned out, of course, that many people with autism have a cure for the plague. That would be hysterical. The new master
no. I mean, Jesus.
Too soon?
Not even too soon. Not even too soon. But, I mean, it is one thing that you, when you have something,
right?
When you have something, you let them know.
Yep.
When you don't let us know. You know, it's fine. We're
now,
good.
I have this bite and a fever. Is that bad? Well, what bit you? It was some shambling thing on two legs, and it was moaning and groaning, and it was shambling along. I think it was a zombie.
Zombie. Right.
Right. And you tell us this now, why? How long do you have to live? How long do I have to live? I've waited 12 hours, and I'm like, it's like, well, you're fucked, Jim.
That's like saying,
You're dead, Jim.
Yeah.
He's dead, Jim.
You're dead. You're dead.
He's dead, Jim.
Well, you're screwed. Nice knowing you, pal.
It's like, nice knowing you.
It's like, what do you mean? Well, that bite is going to turn you into a mindless zombie. And,
yeah.
Oh, about
yeah,
10 hours. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you're going to reanimate in another 2 hours. Isn't that great?
I mean...
Then, of course, you're going to be shambling around saying, brains. Need brains.
And being turned into a zombie.
And that's when, of course, your friends all turn on you and blow your head off and maybe tear you apart and then burn you with a flamethrower. Or if you're lucky, shoot you in the head before you even change.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Red Hood, Johnny, Allison, do me a favor.
Yes.
If by some ungodly incident happened where I did get bit, please kill me right off the bat.
We'll do that.
Yeah,
it's been noted. It's been noted.
Just kill me.
It's totally been noted. You know, and then as always, we have to have our daily dose of Trump. If we don't, we die.
If we don't, we all go insane, and then I ring Jamie, and then I ring Red Hood's neck.
Well, yeah.
Always fun, but Allison beats the living hell out of me for doing that. Also funny, but now. British lawmakers banning Donald Trump for UK from UK for hate speech. Wow, everybody just hates Trump in general, doesn't he? Don't they?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
It says here that Trump once again pissed everybody off. Which, by the way,
he's always pissing people off.
Yeah, well, I mean, like,
yeah.
that really does not surprise me at all. I mean,
no,
to be with you.
He's
an idiot.
Yeah.
It seems only the worst thing than being talked about is not being talked about. But Monday,
the presidential
candidate is entering unfamiliar territory, even by his larger-than-life standards. And anybody who's voting for Trump may want to listen in. I'm calling everybody who's voting Trump out. Do you really want a guy who's an arrogant fool and standards as members of the British Parliament hold a debate over a petition calling for a U.S. businessman turned politician to be banned from the country? Yes, he has every right to be banned. Why? Because he's an arrogant fool. He's going to make the world hate us. All right, we already fought England twice. We don't need to fight them a third time.
Yeah, because of his answer.
By the way, England has a powerful military. All right.
England.
That's when we had to deal with the Gurkhas. So I mean, it's just
we have enough going on.
Well, yeah, I think that if there is one thing that we have that, in terms of, it was not only this, but last week, Trump Jr. and his son.
Oh, yes, we're going to that arc. Ooh, this
yes.
is going to be fun. Oh,
this is
going to be
juicy.
Really fun for me.
This is juicy. I mean, we thought that it was over, you know. We thought that it was permanently over. Once the UK Parliament says, you're out, mate, you're out. Not including your Guinness or your Mars bar.
Get out of our Commonwealth of Africa, you American pricks. That's pretty much what it's saying. Look, basically, of course, what Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump did, they hunted these endangered animals, which, by the way, if this keeps happening, there aren't going to be any more elephants, there aren't going to be any more cheetahs, there aren't going to be any more lions. Do you really want a world without these wonderful animals?
I don't think what they're doing is wrong. I believe if they're endangered, they're endangered for a reason. You're not just going and saying, I'm going to get something to axe. An axe. To get rid of them. Because then every animal is no longer.
Exactly.
But yet.
I mean,
it's funny.
It's not funny because of the fact, of course, that these endangered animals, you can't make a joke out of this. Because of the fact
that...
No, you can't.
Because, okay, here's something you didn't know. There were once 1.2 million elephants in 1980. Do you want to know how many there are now?
10.
Nope. 400,000.
I would say less.
Less than that. That's a big change.
Yeah.
So.
That's a huge change.
Yeah. I mean, that's about 800,000 elephants killed. Within.
Yeah.
What is it now? 2016?
Yeah.
Let's do the math here. Hang on one moment. Bear with me here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not very good at math.
Mm.
Even though I aced it. That was like 36 years ago that there were one point... Okay, so in 36 years, more than 100,000 elephants were killed.
That's
Holy
crazy.
Shit. What were you people doing? What did you need the ivory for?
Right.
You needed the Ivory Claw playing tennis.
Okay, I'm gonna hit you with your tennis racket in a minute, Red Hood, for that one. There's other ways.
No, I'm just stating the truth as in.
Actually, they don't use ivory anymore for their tennis racket.
No. No, not tennis rackets.
Yeah,
pianos.
Say pianos. Well, here's an idea. Stop playing the piano. Stop being a pianist.
Yeah, that's kind of impossible, and you'd be sacrificing a lot of really talented musicians.
Well, too damn bad for them.
Okay.
Or what you could do is use plastic instead of ivory for the keyboards.
Right.
And which they do.
Yeah,
you
now they do. Now they do.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just stupid. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's not one of those things that I actually go gaga about. You know, it is something that is very serious. You know,
yeah.
You're affecting this if this politician gets into office, right, and says, "Oh, I love hunting."
Exactly. That's where you get shot. You know.
Yeah.
You know. Do you think Wayne LaPierre is going to practically go alongside him and say, "Oh yes, I love hunting too."
Yes, I like hunting for humans because they're a challenge.
But yet this happened in August.
Yeah.
Right.
Still, though, I mean, you don't go around shooting an endangered species. You know?
You're right.
No.
Basically what human... Okay, look, let me give you a little history about the human here. The humans killed what they needed to survive. Now we just kill for sport.
Right.
Why? Because it makes you look like you have a big dick. A real man does not kill an animal just for sport. A real man is a guy who protects animals.
You're right.
And Donald
right.
Trump is, and Trump and his family are a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
They're inbred and they're swine. There we go. I think I pretty much summed that up.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, sure. I mean... But when in the past, right, we were all about Cecil the Lion, we're all about, you know, when Cecil is fantastic, but,
He claims, of course, that Cecil charged at him. Really? Lions don't usually charge at a human unless they're cornered.
Right. You're right.
So did you corner the lion without realizing it?
Yes, lions don't corner people unless it's a need to, unless they don't attack or they don't do anything of that nature unless they need to protect themselves.
Exactly. Which, by the way, when they do protect themselves, you might want to run, you know, because, you know, but I mean,
right.
Like, to be honest though, I would never, ever go near a lion simply because of the fact that we're talking about something that could, you know, but I mean, it doesn't mean of course that you have to hunt them. They're just trying to live their lives. They're trying to survive. And for those who say that we're trying to survive too, I will slap you.
Well, yeah, I mean, how would you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you tell a human?
How do you tell a human that? Oh, you can't. You have to sit them down as a child and educate them. Like what Steve Irwin does. You want to educate them about these
Dick.
Animals. Huh?
Dick.
That's what I said. Let me rephrase that. What Bindi Irwin does, which, by
Thank
the way,
you.
She is beautiful now.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
She's
18?
Stunning. She's stunning.
She's got to be like, what, 18, 19 years old now?
Mm-hmm.
And I respect her for that, you know? She's smart. She's very smart. That's the reason why I respect her. She's smart. She knows what she's doing with animals, you know? And their son, Robert, is going to be the next Steve Irwin.
And I can't wait for that.
Oh, I cannot wait for that either. I cannot wait to watch the Crocodile Hunter Jr. with my kids, you know?
Jesus. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be epic.
It really is.
And of course, he's going to take his own path with this animal conservation thing, which I hope he does, you know?
Well, yeah, and everybody has their own...
Everybody has their own path.
Right.
You know?
Everybody has their own path, and everybody has...
Yeah.
Exactly. You know.
Which to me is
everybody
great.
Has their own path to stuff. And that's really it. I mean, we will have more, I guess. Allison, myself, Red Hood, and Johnny will have more news on Wednesday.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
I mean, this was the biggest catch-up show that we've ever done. To date. Because we didn't have a show last Wednesday. And we will have a show this Wednesday. All you have to wait is 24 hours from now, and then you will...
More than 24 hours.
That's
trying
7 hours.
47 hours. You have 47 hours to wait for the next one. We'll be back then.
Yep.
See
you
all
and
on
I guess,
Wednesday night.
And Wednesday night, and we have a little bit more of a surprise to you, for you that we can announce until Wednesday night.
Cool.
So you'll have to wait until then. Anyway,
yeah.
I guess from all of us to all of you, good night!
Good night,
bye.
Bye. Good night!
Bye.
Bye. Good
night. Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.